Here we are again. It's another Thursday, another day for the Getting Naked with Nate podcast to be shared out into the world, into your ears, you who is listening from wherever you are. And thank you for being one of those people. Thanks for getting naked with Nate and exploring this with me, even though I don't really know what I'm doing most of the time. And today is a perfect example of that. I actually do have a bunch of really interesting people who are going to be guests at some point in the near future. I've got a guy named Mark Travis, who has been working with the Philharmonic Orchestra in New York. He's worked in podcasts and a bunch of really interesting things for many years, and his story is so interesting, and he's going to be on in the next few weeks. I've got Chris Reiniak, who's an amazing illustrator and friend, and a bunch of other people. So I'm excited about all of those things. But right now, today, in this moment, I don't have anything lined up other than just me sitting down and talking to you who is listening. So I hope that you're well, and I would love to hear how you are. If you'd like to let me know, visit nakedwithnate.com, send me a message, leave me a comment, say hello. I love to know who you are and what this podcast makes you feel, what my music makes you feel. So feel free to be in touch at any time. I always enjoy that. The one thing I have been thinking a lot about recently is this idea of purpose and like what gets us out of bed in the morning. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit in today's episode, just kind of have a little ramble about and see what comes up. Because it seems to me that we are the strangest animal on this planet. If I just look at our dogs, or if I look at the porcupines out on the farm, or the birds in the trees, none of them seem to have any concern at all about what their purpose is, or what they're meant to do here, or where they studied, or what their friends think of them, or what they're leaving behind, or any of that stuff. Like, they just live and are integrated into the whole experience of life. And I sometimes wonder if that isn't the so-called fall from grace, or the fruit that we ate in the Garden of Eden, that story. Like, I just wonder if that has more to do with the moment we separated from nature, where we came to think of ourselves as other from nature, and we started to wonder, who am I? What am I here for? What is this body? Should I cover it? All of those different strange things. And I think that there's some interesting stuff to be explored there. So let's have a song just to get us this show on the road, to get us rolling, to get us feeling some cool stuff. And that's it. I'll be back in a few minutes just after the song. Thank you.
divine, but it's hurting. And if love is for life, why do we fight for your heartache? Sets on the silhouette. We got the nighttime to forget the darkness. But as I close my eyes, your face comes to mind. Girl, I'm sorry. And they say love is blind, but there's nowhere to hide from your heartache.
That was Your Heartache by my dear friend Thomas James Smith, who is soon going to be a guest on this podcast. We're going to talk about his music production, how he comes up with it all, how he creates the songs he creates, because the song you just heard, he recorded it. He's done like basically the whole thing, including the instrumentation. So telling the musicians what to play, writing out the score sheets. I mean, like, incredible musicianship at a level that I can't quite even grasp. So I'm very excited that I get to have him on this podcast and we can talk more about that and go into his creative process. He's also one of the Lyrical Nomads, which is this kind of informal collaborative community of musicians that I am a part of, although we're all over the world right now. It's a special kind of vibe with these lovely humans. So yeah, thank you for your music, Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, that's quite a cool name. So what I wanted to talk about today is this idea of purpose and the idea of, like, what is it that gives us our value as people, right? What makes us mean anything? What makes us matter? What makes us important? What makes us worthy of love and being okay and feeling like we matter and just that sense of, okay, I'm okay, you're okay. Because I don't feel like that's something that is taught to us very well. I know for myself that I attach my okayness in the world to how well I'm doing in certain areas. So whether that's if I'm making a certain amount of money or if I'm releasing a certain amount of songs or whatever, like there's, if I'm doing a certain amount of exercise, there's all these like different rules that I've got that are these like some subconscious unwritten rules that if I'm not fulfilling all of them or the majority of them, then I don't feel like I'm an okay human. I don't feel like I have value and that I belong or that I'm allowed to be here, or that I'm allowed to exist. It's almost like my existence is only okay if I'm taking certain actions. And I've been thinking about that a lot recently because of my challenges with mental health, my challenges with motivation, this feeling of exhaustion, of just like not having any energy to actually take action. It's a very disconcerting thing to feel. It's challenging. It's like, how do I've got all this stuff that I want to do, that I dream to do, that I have passion for, and yet I often struggle to just get out of bed in the morning, to see the reason, to see the purpose, to see any of the colors. You may have heard my song, When the Colors Fade, that was all about this feeling of like when the depression comes over me, how for no particular reason at all, it just feels like everything fades. The colors and the sort of brightness and the meaning of life just kind of bleeds away and I'm left with this grayscale experience and I don't know why that happens. And I think a lot of it, I mean, I know there's like the chemical aspects of serotonin and tryptophan and like the brain actually not being quite balanced and there are many reasons that can happen. But it's also the sense of that if I'm not taking specific actions every day, that I get myself into this cycle of negative self-talk and negative self-belief and self-opinion where I'm like, I suck because I'm not doing certain things. I'm not taking certain actions and therefore I am not okay. And that's such a strange thing to think because like I said, in the introduction, look at dogs. They are so chilled. They are so present in their moment, whether they're sleeping for 12 hours a day or hiking on the mountains, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, they are totally okay with that. We are also animals. So what is it that we got wrong somewhere along the line that we became obsessed with this idea of having to be a certain way, act a certain way, look a certain way to be okay in the world, to fit into this clique, to be part of something that matters? It's basically all bullshit. Like the reality of it is that we're all just molecules coming together to have an experience for a certain amount of time. And then who knows what happens next? The reality of it is here we are for this time in this place, having this experience. And the only person who can create judgment in ourselves is ourselves. So like I'm the one who's creating this story around the Nathan I think I should be, the Nate Maingard who I imagine I should be. And because I don't match that, because I don't get there, because I'm tired and I'm having depression, I have all these things that I'm challenged by right now, I look at that and go, I'm not an okay version of that. I am not the okay Nate. I need to be something else to be okay, to feel okay about myself. And I'm looking at that and going, how crazy is that? Why can't I just be okay as I am, as the person that I am, lying in bed or feeling exhausted or whatever it is that I'm feeling or not feeling? Why can't I be okay just as that person, just there in that moment, in that presence, having that experience? Why do I have to be more of something else and less of something else to try and form myself into this image that I think is more acceptable to myself and to the world? It seems kind of mad when I think about it in that perspective. And so, yeah, what is this thing of that I can't celebrate my past successes as much as I can complain about the things I didn't get right or worry about the things I'm not going to get right? It's almost like it's easier for me. As an example, if I get 50 positive comments on a video I put out, but one really negative comment, what's the one that I'll remember the most generally is the negative one. So there's something in me that feels more drawn towards the negative. And it's the same with, I think I'm a failure, I haven't succeeded, what is my life for, what is the meaning, what is the purpose? But if I really look at my life and see what I've created in terms of the music that I've released, the songs I've written, the stories I've told, the patrons who've connected with me and my art, all of that has so much meaning. It's so valuable. It's so much success. And why is it so hard for me to acknowledge that and to focus on that and to allow that to just be what it is right now? Right now, I have the privilege of being able to just take time out because that's all that I can do. I don't have the energy to do it. I'm working with a therapist. I'm working on these areas and it's hard. And I don't know when I'm going to shift into a different space, but it's almost like if you found a caterpillar in its little chrysalis, would you tell it to hurry up and become a butterfly? Like how do we do this to ourselves? Why do we say that change has to have a time limit? It's like, no. So I'm not the Nate I was, and I don't know which Nate I'm becoming. But right now I'm in the chrysalis and I can't rush the freaking transformation. The metamorphosis is underway, but I don't know where it's leading and I can't rush it. But I feel like I should. I feel like it's not okay that I take this time and that I don't know what happens next and all of these things. It's just, where does that come from? Where does that story come from? Anyway, so these are the thoughts that are very present with me at the moment. The feelings, but really what I'm working on is just like presence. Because in the present moment, I'm blessed. If I focus, if I come back, take a deep breath, look at where I am right now, just relax into the moment. Where I am is actually okay. And I am okay in the moment as it is, without judgment. So that's where I am at the moment. And I wonder where you are. And I wonder how this relates to you who is listening. So if you feel like letting me know, then you know where to go, nakedwithnate.com, and share your thoughts, share your feelings. I love to hear from you. You can also find the links to the music I played. Plus, I'm going to play another song by my friend Thomas James Smith again. And this one I felt was very fitting with what I want to talk about, with what I've been talking about today. It's a song called Live Without Regret. And I just love that. You know, just like that reminder to just let go of the judgment and of what was right, what was wrong, what could I have done better, what can I do better? Fuck all of that. Just live without regret. Live now. It's all happening. It's all okay. So here we have this beautiful song, and then I'll be back. So enjoy. I feel like that song, after having listened to it now, just again, is like the perfect song for as a reminder. You know, the trees lose their leaves, but they live without regret. Like, this is the thing of like everything happens in its time. Everything is a cycle. And somehow we've disconnected ourselves from that cycle of life, of birth, growth, life, decay, death, rebirth. Like the whole cycle, spring, summer, autumn, winter, like that whole thing, it happens again and again around us in nature, where that which is born becomes old, loses itself in decay and death, and then is reborn in new ways again and again and again. And I just feel like, how have we lost that in our human, in this culture where people have a holiday 3 weeks a year and it's not related to their personal cycles of where they're at in their lives or in their relationships or when they're needing a time of rest and a time of to be back in the ground, to be, what's the word, sort of like composting, ready for the next rebirth. And I don't know, I just hope that we can find our way forward to a space that allows more for the natural human cycles to flourish again, because I feel like that's what we need that, you know. It's like, who, this whole structure, the 5-day work week, the 2-day weekend, the 9-to-5, that whole thing is just a construct of the Industrial Revolution. It didn't even exist until relatively recently. Time as we consider it now was not so closely followed to the second, to the minute, until very recently in human history. I was thinking about that the other day, how before phones and before telegram, before any of these electronic communication forms, if you wanted to visit with someone, you just went to their house. And I think that there's something incredible about that. I've noticed often when I try to just phone people, because I'm still off almost all social media, I'm back on Twitter and I'm live streaming on Periscope. So you can find me if you do want to listen to my music live, or if you want to chat with me live, you can do that on Periscope or on Twitter. And I'll actually share those links in the show notes again, so you can find me that way if you'd like. But I'm not on Facebook, I'm not on Instagram. And so I'm finding that my friends, the people I want to communicate with, if I want to share or talk to anyone, I have to actually phone them or send them a personal message. And it's so lovely. It's so nice to feel my heart calling to the people I specifically want to speak with and then reaching out. But what I've noticed is that if I just call people off the cuff, like I'm like, oh, I'm thinking of this friend, let me call them. Thinking of Joe, call Joe. Joe doesn't answer because people don't answer calls as much anymore. I don't know exactly why, but it's like I have to make an appointment to make a call. Whereas I remember when we first got phones, even landlines, when you wanted to call someone, you just called them and they were either there and they picked up, or they weren't, and then they called you back or whatever, you know, like that. But there was just a different way where now people prefer, they're like, oh, send me a text. It's like, I don't want to send you a fucking text. I want to speak to you, my friend, my human, who I'm reaching out to because I care about you and I want to actually have a connection, not just a digitized text version of a tiny facet of the complexity of a human relationship. That is not what's interesting to me right now. It's good for like making arrangements, but when I actually want to connect with someone, I want to hear the voice. I want to see the face, ideally to be right beside the person. But right now, most of my loved ones are all over this world, so I don't have the privilege of being able to just go to a friend's house, knock on their door and say hello at this point in my life. That's part of this composting I'm going through, is like not really having friends in my real life circle right now. I'm very isolated. So yeah, it's just an interesting one. And I feel like there's space for a change there, for reconnecting with our natural human cycles, reaching out to people more personally. And I hope that gives you some inspiration in your own life. Maybe you've lost touch with some people you care about. Maybe you've come to rely overly on group chats on WhatsApp instead of actually reaching out to the people who make your heart beat faster with the joy that you have in their presence. And maybe it's time to actually give those people a call or arrange a call. Say, hey, I want to call you. What time works for you? Or maybe, hey, let's get together and have a coffee, or a juice or whatever. Let's go for a walk. Because those real human connections are priceless and they're disappearing as we just dive deeper into this technological digital realm without wondering at what cost. So anyway, let me know your thoughts, nakedwithnate.com. That's also the place where you can become a patron, where you can support this ad-free podcast. You can support this ad-free musician, this ad-free human I'm bringing you. I'm not an algorithm trying to sell you something. I'm a human sharing what I believe in with you, and I do need support to do that. So if you feel what I do and you love it and you want to help it continue, then please be one of those people. Visit nakedwithnate.com, click the Become a Patron button, or click the Leave a Review button, or click the Send a Message button and connect. Help me to energize this so that it can continue and can go forward into the world and can be shared with those who need it most. Thank you for getting naked with Nate. Thank you for existing in this world. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to sharing more with you next week for our upcoming episode. For now, I bid you farewell.
1, 2, 3. The lonely writer sings of lost love, and he blames his woman for his strife. He claims to him she was unfaithful, and she broke his heart, she broke his pride. He talks of love as a possession, one you could lose under the bed. Love was flowing in the river long before the word was said. And if love is an old river, then we are leaves upon its life. Though we may flow in its direction, we do not steer, we do not drive. We simply float into the ocean, almost to render there. There is no fear in this surrender, only love awaits you here. Love is a blue wave rising, love is your soul unwinding, and love is your head. Love is the joy of this happiness. Love is the angel bluebird's cry. Love is my darling, you're the mountains. Where are the wind that blows your hair? You sing the water in the fountain. You reflect the colors of this sphere. And I know you're an open-hearted woman. Darling, I'm an open-hearted man. Hey. In this dance we are forgotten. Yes, it was never in our hands. Love, love is a blue. Love is your soul unraveling, and love is your hair upon my chest. Love is the joy of this happiness. blessings of lost love. Or at least that is his claim. In fact, he sings about possession. He sings that song of ego's pain. For what is yours but an illusion? We all drink from the mud as well. We are born from its conclusion. We are but songs of this divine love. Love is our heads entwining. Love is your soul, love
Jesse Sheehan, Love Is. See you next week.